Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
This episode has been brought to you by World Builders. World Builders was founded in 2008 by New York Times bestselling author Patrick Rothfuss, a lifelong geek who knows that the geek community is full of good-hearted people wanting to make the world a better place. World Builders works within the community to bridge the gap between our fellow nerds and some charities doing the best work towards making the world a better place for everyone. And they have an Indiegogo charity fundraiser going on right now. You can check out all sorts of bundles, like a Numenera Monte Cook bundle. There's tack boards. There's even a Patrick Rothfuss favor ring. I mean, come on. There's, you know, stuff with Dresden Files and all sorts of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that you can pledge towards. And it goes towards a good cause. Go check it out at igg.me/AT/WB-GDG2020. And I know that is a very confusing way to find out about charity. So the link will be in our show notes. Go check it out. The Broads have arrived back into their home in Sigil to find their old friend Paisley the Baker Goblin living in their house as their cook, and a new person named Carrick, who has a strange arm that keeps on trying to hide. What is going on? And what will the Broads decide? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yularis, our half-elf wizard witch.
Drunk insight check.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, the high elf bard scald.
Did somebody say quiche?
B. Zelda as Maypri, our lovable tiefling barbarian.
Any of you two ever killed a god?
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM.
And morning comes. Keela still in her upstairs attic drafty room. I think.
Can I get up early?
Yeah, you can get up early.
I think, I don't know who else would be up early, but when they get up, they find Yularis basically pulling books off of the shelves. In any room that she can find them in, if the place has a library, just like kind of causing a gigantic mess, just pulling books, like flipping through them, tossing them, pulling books, flipping through them, tossing them, kind of muttering agitatedly to herself, like, no, not this, not this. There must be something. And I'm looking for anything that might have any sort of spells or divination stuff in it.
Mm.
So I've basically pulled apart the entire living room, I imagine.
Okay.
It's kind of a disaster. She probably also has dark circles under her eyes. Like, maybe she didn't sleep, actually.
You find a smaller book. The spine is well used and bent. Mm-hmm. Mordenkainen's divination instruction.
Ooh, this! I page through it anxiously.
It's like a primer for elementary magic students.
Throw it like as hard as I can across the room.
Divination?
Probably with a little shriek, like...
Otherwise, no, it's a lot of like travel logs. There's a lot of stuff about various types of flora and fauna you can find in different planes of existence. A lot of reference on how to survive in different planes.
And maybe I would have thrown those into a separate pile if I had been that together. But yeah, I think... At that point, if the little instructional has nothing actually useful in it, whoever wakes up next probably just finds you, Larry's, like, slumped on a pile of books.
On that note, I think that Keela would have... I mean, since I meditate, I think I would have also woken up relatively early, but instead of talking to anybody, I climbed up on the roof and watched the sun rise and tried to collect my thoughts about everything, but... When I heard Yulari's shriek of frustration, I think that's what drew me inside. So I came inside and to check on her and find her in that state.
Okay. And I think around by that point, because you woke up early, you've thrown all the books around. That took some time. Probably Paisley and Carrick have woken to... tend to the kitchen and all that stuff. So everyone hears a shriek of frustration coming from the living room.
Paisley's gonna like putter out of the kitchen. You just hear little like feet scurrying all the way in, like a really little like. She comes to the living room. She looks at this pile and like mess. She's like, yeah, Larry's. Do you know how long it took to organize all of those?
I imagine a very long time.
Yes, a very long time. How long did it take you to ruin all of that?
Not an insignificant amount of time.
Less time than it took to organize them? What are you even looking for? You know, you could have asked or told you what books we had.
It's fine. I'll fix it.
Okay.
I'll cast Unseen Servant. Who will probably more than likely at random start putting books back on the shelves. I don't imagine that Unseen Servant is that.
Does it know
Paisley? Yeah, it's simple commands.
Does not have a degree in library science, but... No. Yeah.
If you cast it as two levels higher, it is Unseen Librarian.
It's very aware.
OP.
It's that OP. Would be very OP, yes.
It's very aware of the Dewey Decimal System. Okay, well, you know, you deep breaths helps, and the quiche is going to be ready soon.
Did somebody say quiche? I say as I come down the stairs.
Yes, I said quiche.
Oh, I'm famished. I'm ready for that quiche. Hilarious, you okay? Need some quiche?
Fine. Well, everybody needs quiche. You keep an eye on her ruining the living room. I'll be back soon.
Paisley I'm on it. Off. Hilarious, you okay? Good?
I'm just sick of it. Sick of it. Not understanding what's going on. There's got to be a way to understand what's going on. And kick another book. I'm fine. It's fine. It's all fine.
I'm so torn because part of me thinks that Like, what are the chances that this person that we're looking for is involved in this war? So part of me thinks like, oh, I can't drag you all into another war for the sake of my revenge. But I also think that we're getting dragged into this war, revenge or no revenge. I think that we don't have a choice, and I don't like not having a choice. I like having a choice of my fate, but this seems to be made for us, so I don't know. I don't like it either.
We're just pawns. And I thought when we fled the last war, we were finally taking steps. But we're still just pawns.
I did too, Ylaris, but remember, you're no pawn, you're a queen. Even if we are on this chessboard and we're not entirely in control of ourselves, there's still... we still have a certain strength that makes us so much more than pawns, and I guess we just have to use it.
Let's have some quiche.
Yeah, I think quiche will solve our problems, right?
At least it will delay them. And that's something.
Everybody, come eat! Quiche is ready!
I run for the quiche.
So you run to the big kitchen with the great big kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Is Maypri up and about yet?
Yeah, I think she got up and took, like, Ylaris Jr. for, like, the morning walk so she can do her business outside. It was
no Maypri's business in the house.
Job. Yeah, no. We don't have enough hay to, like, handle that, so... yeah. So maybe I'm coming inside just as the announcement for quiche.
Okay. So you all go into the kitchen. It's bright and cheery in there. The sun's coming in through the window. The kitchen just smells delicious of ham and artichoke quiche. And you all sit at the table? All five of you?
Yeah.
Does Carrick sit with us?
No. Carrick bustles around. I don't think there'd even be a place set for him. He, like, tops everyone off for tea, and, yeah, and just sort of putters around.
I think that I kind of take note of that, and, Carrick, are you sure you don't want to sit with us? Like, I mean, this is really delicious quiche. You should have some.
They're very good.
Oh, I certainly will, but, I'm sort of paying my way here through work, and so I'm just looking to do my work.
If you want to pay your way with some advice, Carrick has some wonderful advice to offer. But, I mean, we should talk about our plans first, and then we could, like, segue as to why I think his advice is really good, and we don't always maybe have to murder everybody in our path. Or we can. I'm always up for a vote.
Carrick, can you come sit with us so that we can pay you for your advice? We don't actually pay you, but do your work with advice.
I'm happy to sit if you would like me to sit.
Please.
And he'll sit down and make sure that everybody's good on tea. And then he'll also, like, from whatever bottle in whatever upper shelf, he'll go and he'll bring a bottle and he's like, anyone for their tea?
Yeah, Gillers is immediately looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll just do like a tot. Like just a little bit.
I keep the cup up.
And I give the look like it's the dad eyes. And then he doubles you up and then he's like, you could have some more tea later too. You don't have to have all your tea right now. And he gives himself half a tot.
I also hold my cup up. Just a tot okay. For me.
Yep, just a little bit all around.
I learned very early on not to do that for Paisley because she gets a little out of hand.
Oh, man. Drunk goblin in the house, I can only imagine.
She cannot hold her tots.
I have a different bottle that's just some colored sugar water.
Just to make her feel included.
Yep. Yep. The result is actually absolutely the same. She still sings and dances on the table, but
it's a mess. Yeah. And so you all have your tea, you have your quiche. What's your plan?
War? Revenge? I kind of want to go back to Rashomon.
I know,
seems like it's
too.
All we're good for, so...
I mean, I know we have more value and we can do a whole lot more, but I also think it's important to save people. Yeah. Protect those.
Especially when it's our fault.
Kind of.
My fault, then. My fault.
No.
Sips no. tea.
We're in this together, and the fault is at least has to be divided in three.
This is my blood. And my father.
We were all there. We all participated.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to catch you up, as I think the tufts have kicked in. and Eularis is starting to get like a little
loose.
yeah, and she just sort of like wild eyes looking at Paisley and Care. So I found my long lost father in a Rashemi stronghold, and he had this demon trapped inside him that nobody could get out. So they used my blood for a fun blood ritual, and turns out it's not just any old demon, it's this great big destroyer god that's now ruining the world, and now we're all implicated, and all the other gods and the shadow plane is gone or something, and it's all great. It's all gonna be fine. Finishes off the tea and like goes to get the bottle again.
Well, that's a lot to process.
It's been
You're
a lot
telling
to handle.
Me.
And Carrick will like kind of fill up your tea and then like he'll give you double tot but that's all, like nobody's drinking out of the bottle at breakfast.
I think
with Carrick there, and
I think when, you know, if Carrick ever has his back turned, I'm gonna use unseen servant to try and steal the bottle. I don't know if I'll be successful, but...
Well, what's Carrick's passive perception?
Well, they've actually asked me to sit at the table now.
True.
So it's going to be real hard to sneak
right,
that one
yeah,
by
well,
directly in front of me.
I'm going to try.
but also say, so, oh, is this all the bother with the person who is going after the Raven Queen?
Yeah, that would be the one.
And
the betrayer.
By person.
They've yeah. got to have the grand monikers.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we also stole from a queen who also has a bit of a contentious relationship with the Raven Queen.
Maybe we weren't really sure on the relationship between all the queens. It
That's
was very
true.
Murky.
It was very
she
murky.
Wanted us in a different war. And we
yeah.
ran away.
We ran away from that one, so
there
she's
was
probably
one for
upset.
Us.
But maybe Rashomon's a good place to hide from that problem. We'll shelve that one.
Until it finds us.
It will eventually, but you know, maybe if we go to Rashomon, it'll be one war at a time.
Plus, then there's somebody in this war now who got Keela's old lover killed, so that'll be fun, too. Did I miss anything? Did we miss any?
I think that's
I mean,
it.
Other
that's
than
much.
The, you know, bagpipes that are
oh, yes.
revered by Bahamut that are
magic
you know,
bagpipes.
Magical war-inspiring bagpipes.
Yeah.
That,
even
you know, could turn the tides
for
of a
war.
War. Yeah, we stole those.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're mine, so.
Stealing if they're yours.
No, yeah, so
we took
more,
them back.
Yeah, we took them back.
Okay, I only knew the bagpipes part, but good to be caught up.
Slump back in my chair.
I helped with that part. The bagpipes part I helped with. I mean, small, but, you know.
You did, and I won't forget it.
Well, good. But well.
We still need a plan.
Other than go to Rashomon and fight lots?
I mean, I guess. It seems rather vague. Is there anybody we can turn to? Are there any other... strong allies we can rely on, magical
They're
or otherwise.
All fighting the war.
Well, there has to be somebody.
Well, this might seem like a silly question, and you'll forgive me for intruding, but what is it that you want? And I'm not speaking in a general sense, because I can tell that you're all kind of at the end of a dead sprint, you know? I know what it's like when you stop to take a breather and you realize you've just been jumping from one thing to the next and doing your best in the moment. And you feel like you haven't had a lot of choices, and you feel like you've been used or pressed. And that's not a great feeling. And again, no offense, but it's not particularly special to y'all. Everybody feels that way. Mm. None of us feel like we've entirely got the reins of our life. But if you feel like you've been pushed into doing things that you don't want to do, what are the things that you want to do?
I mean, I have to say, we did do the thing that I wanted to do before we came here, and it felt pretty good.
Generally speaking, it does, if you can figure it out beforehand and then find what you're looking for.
But the thing is, the thing I want to do next is kill this lord that's tangled into the war.
Well, I would say, as a former city watch, if you're gonna get into a war or be fighting, you should definitely know what you're fighting for and believe in it. Cause it's a sticky thing getting into a war.
Hello, everybody. I am here to talk to you about the World Builders Indiegogo. World Builders was founded in 2008 by our friend Patrick Rothfuss, and it works within the community to bridge the gap between our fellow nerds and some charities doing the best work towards making the world a better place for everyone. The World Builders Indiegogo ends tomorrow on Sunday the 19th, so get to it soon. You can get the coolest and exclusive geeky gear to level you up into 2020. But if you miss the Indiegogo, don't worry. The World Builders Marketplace is always the best place for your favorite merch, including Dresden Files, Bitch Planet, Rat Queens, and the King Killer Chronicles. You can visit them at worldbuildersmarketplace.org. You can also go to igg.me/@WB-GDG2020 or by searching #GDG2020 or #GeeksDoingGood2020. We have a new review. Carson KM says, good group, good story, good stuff. I've spent the last couple weeks working my way through the show and caught up right in time for the launch of its new third season. My favorite part of this podcast is Victoria's style as GM. She's great at riffing off what the players do to improvise a story and has done a masterful job so far incorporating the PC's backstories into the narrative. As a mostly career GM myself, I know how difficult of a balancing act this can be, so I award her a gold star for this one. Me too, Carson. Like any new project, the show starts a little rough around the edges, but it's worth sticking with it to watch the characters grow and develop as they navigate being abruptly dragged into something much larger than themselves. Give it a listen. Carson, thank you so much for your review, and thank you to everybody who leaves us a review. It really helps everyone find our podcast, and we really appreciate it. Roll20 is a virtual tabletop that runs directly from your web browser, and it has these really fantastic click-to-roll character sheets. If you're the kind of person who's tired of sifting through all the pages of character sheets, they have these amazing character sheets where if you click on the stat, the dice rolls automatically, and it covers hundreds of systems and rules. If you want to move your character sheets virtually, go to roll20.net/start/broadsquad today, and you can make your free account on roll20.net.
In my opinion, if you're getting If you're getting tangled up in war, it's not something you actually get tangled in. It's something you swim in. And to be upset that you're not in control of your life when you're being involved in a war is sort of like being upset that you don't get to go where you want when you're swimming in the ocean. You can have some control over yourself, but not over where things take you. But killing someone, that's a very particular thing. And I'm not saying that some folk don't need killing, because some folk and some things definitely do. Yeah, but I will admit, so this person didn't even kill somebody that was special to you? They arranged to or something like that?
He's not the type that would swing the sword himself.
Well, does he need killing?
Oh, yeah.
Does he need killing, or do you feel like making somebody pay? And I realize that there is not a lot of difference between those two sometimes, but the more time passes, the more clear it becomes, the difference.
I suppose I would be happy if he paid one way or another, but... killing off somebody for... because you can't handle a little bit of criticism? It's not the most noble thing.
Yeah. So I've got two questions, and here I'm going to sort of leave the realm of the theoretical. Do you know that sometimes folks come back from being killed? Have you ever seen that? Do you know anything about that?
No, but I would very much like to.
Yeah, okay. I'd very much like to as well. But if you don't know about that, I spent some time with some folks and I saw some stuff. But anyway, if you don't know much about that, then I'll say, let's say you do kill this person, is your life going to be appreciably better?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will just say, if it's not going to make your life better, is that really what you want?
Yes.
Yeah. I understand that, too.
But can we go back to the bringing people back from the dead part? Because that interests me a lot more than the revenge part.
Okay, I think I solved it. You're not a spy. You're a necromancer. Your arm is actually something you dug up from the ground and you attached because you lost your arm in a war before, and that's why you resent the war. Did I solve it?
I think it's a demon arm
dang.
That it was sewn on me as I slept. Ooh. As punishment. No, curse. Curse would be my guess. Yeah.
Drunk insight check.
All right. Disadvantage.
Drunk insight should be a specific skill.
I rolled a 2, but I have a +4, so it's a 6.
Everyone's just rolling like gold.
Yeah. Zero insight.
Really, like, kind of buying this. I'm like, is that... I haven't heard of. Is that a different school of transmutation and necromancy combined? Can I see it?
I'll be honest with you. Why do you think I'm in this weird place?
I was wondering that.
I mean, well, you guys are also in this weird place, and apparently you have a goddamn house here. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. You don't get to be all dewy-eyed with wonder about the weird goat men and everything outside.
Goats aren't weird.
Goat men, I will argue, nothing wrong. I mean, I don't doubt that some of them are very fine folk, but I'm just saying, yes, also weird. I had not seen that before. Elephant man, also weird. Skyship, weird. Like, lightning, tree. There's just everything out there.
If I recall, the Elephant Man has a lovely tapas restaurant down the street.
Oh, it's so good. I went there for lunch one time.
Oh, yeah, we're good friends.
Oh, yeah?
I've never been to tapas. Where is that?
It's like lots of tiny meals and one big meal.
Sorry, I mean, no, I'm just saying I was with some people in... We were fighting and we were doing kind of what needed to be done, and one of them died for real. And I know the difference between living and dead, and they were gone. And that person came back, and I did not know that that was something that could happen.
Where should we be worried about this?
Where? Mm.
Is this like a regional thing, or is rising from the dead a general cause of concern? I've never encountered this.
Generally the domain of very powerful clerics, if I'm not mistaken. Sometimes other magic practitioners. I've just read about it, but...
What have you seen? Well, I mean, I'm so sorry.
These folks were... No, these folks were history makers and earth shakers and, you know, swept up in events, doing what needed to be done, saving the world, if that sounds familiar at all. But yeah, I did not know that that was an option. And so once it occurred to me that it was an option, I decided to have a bit of a walk and see what I could find. And the stranger the place, the more likely it seems like there might be options that I didn't know about, which is why I ended up here. And I thought I was ready, and I don't think I was.
Have you found anything?
He kind of like holds up his arm. Like, he's like, I'm always finding something. I mean, no, I would happily share if I did, but nothing right now.
Where were you when this undead-ing happened?
Well, actually, this is a big question. Have you ever heard of a place called Xandria?
Is it near Waterdeep at all?
No, I don't think so.
Can't say I have.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've been.
I haven't run into many people who have heard of it here, but I don't know where anyone else is from either. It seems everyone is from somewhere else around these parts. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. I lived there my whole long life, and I saw a lot of that world. And I've seen a lot of things, and I've talked to a god or two, but I had never seen anyone come back from the dead either. And that person did. And so I know it can be done. And so I figured I would go and see if I could find a way to make that happen. That said, I can't necessarily recommend this as a really stellar life choice either. I haven't met with a lot of success.
Who would you bring back, Kerr?
Ah, well. That's a big question. But how about this? If I do figure it out, now I know where your house is, I can leave a letter or something.
Could you?
How do you get back to where you came from? How did you come to have a house here and then... Like, folk just come and go? It seems like everyone here comes and goes, except for some folks who just sort of come and then maybe, on accident, maybe get stuck a little.
Yeah. I don't really know if there's an answer. It is.
How'd you find this place, though? You guys seem perfectly comfortable with it.
We were brought here.
Yeah, you know, running away from another war.
Yeah.
Portals, doors, the...
Okay.
Divine escorts, just your regular.
Well, you know, I say that's probably the way to do it if you get the chance, you know.
Ring travel wasn't horrible.
It was quick.
It was a little tight, but, you know, it makes do in emergency situations.
So, I mean, the truth is, I think it's... There's better than even odds that this is just hopes and dreams. And I would hate for you to hang your hat on that. You know, thinking that I will drop you a letter and you'll get back something that you dearly miss. If you were to get this person back, you know, for as much as I have given some advice in the past, instead, let me just say this. I'm not going to give any advice here. I'm just going to say, if I happen to get to see someone again, the thing that I am most worried about is whether or not they will want to spend time with me, given what I've done since then. And I tell you, it has been a long time for me. And I have spent a lot of time trying to be the person I think that they would appreciate.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Maybe they're the sort of person who would love it if you killed the hell out of this guy. But maybe think of that. Maybe think of that. Just a little. Because I'd hate for you to be the lucky one and get what you want. And then lose in the long run because they find out what you did. That would be bad. I can't think of much worse than that in the world.
And I guess the other thing is sometimes the thing that you want isn't the thing that you see yet.
Mm.
The thing that you want seems obvious at first, but it changes over time, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that too. I've been waiting a long time for what I want to change, and I hope that you are right.
There's still a war happening that we affected.
Mm-hmm.
And my revenge or not, I don't know if that's something that we can just lay aside. And I can't believe I'm the one saying this. Could somebody else take over? This is...
If you look over, Mapri has used this, like, very intense, deep conversation, which very much veered away from, like, what she was able to focus on. So since she was recently in charge of Yolaris Jr., she has the little kid, like, flipped up, like, back on her chest, and she's been feeding her quiche, but, like, poor Yolaris Jr. has eaten so much quiche that she's got, like, a little distended belly now.
Oh, baby.
So, I'm sorry, no help from Mapri.
Yeah, Larry said, what do you want out of this?
Honestly, I haven't a clue, except to just try and snip some of the strings that have us tied up like marionettes. And if we can get rid of some of our culpability in this conflict, maybe that's one string.
I'm all for people taking responsibility for their actions, but it sounds like you guys have had a lot of stuff done around you, or done maybe to you, and that's not the same as doing something yourself, you realize. Certainly, even if you do something that leads to a bad end, that's not the same as, like, meaning to do harm in the world. I mean, be good people, care about your actions, but also, I mean, don't eat a bunch of shit that ain't yours.
True, but it seems like sometimes responsibilities fall upon you regardless.
Yeah, I hear that.
I signed up for this just to help as many people as I can. Everything else has been, you know, part of the fun adventure. Fun, I'm going to do quotation marks with goat feet. Little baby goat hooves.
It seems like no matter what we do, I want to stay here. It's comfortable here. I don't feel like we're chased for a minute here, but it feels like we're avoiding our problems. Seems like no matter what we do, maybe we should go back to Rashomon and assess when we get there, what's going on, see how bad this is.
We can't hide from the betrayer forever. We know they'll find us.
Yeah, and I don't really know if I feel good about the betrayer coming down on this safe place.
Hey, Paisley, or Carrick, any of you two ever killed a god? Any tips or tricks? You like...
No.
Suggestions?
I have no help in killing gods.
Okay.
That's not my area of expertise.
I mean, I just thought maybe on the City Watch you would encounter... One or two?
I mean, if you needed advice on how to deal with pompous assholes, like, maybe that I could help with, but, like, gods are, they've always been above the pay grade.
How about killing pompous assholes? Any advice on that one?
The pointy end goes in where the heart is.
Excellent. Glad that I got myself a rapier while we were out and about to work on that.
Stab it.
Pointy end.
Yeah. You might want something a little stronger than a rapier. They don't, I mean, they're very slashy and it's good for like keeping people away, but they're not as good as the stabby stabby parts. I don't know if you know this, but every sharp object has a different use, and sometimes you need a different one for the stabby stabby than you do for the switch of flick.
As she says that, Carrick mouths along the words, and you can tell that she has
given this advice,
said this to him like a dozen times. Like, obviously, yeah.
Except for him, it's always like how to peel a potato or something like that.
It's
weird.
Obviously, it is 100% kitchen safety that I've been lectured on constantly over the last week.
It works for people too.
And so,
I mean, how hard could it be killing gods? Maybe the same advice applies.
Have good friends.
Got those.
And do whatever you can to keep those friends safe.
At least in Rashomon there are fewer boats.
More spirits, though.
Oh, so many. They were nice. As long as you kind of solve their problems for them.
Quite needy, many of them.
I would also say, if you're more familiar with this place, and he kind of just gestures around him, than I am, if you're comfortable here, it seems like, you know, although maybe where you come from, everyone comes here and then goes back, but, you know, maybe find something here to help you that they don't know about.
Oh, like a secret weapon.
That's not a bad idea.
Just something that anything that they aren't familiar with brought out at the right moment might really, I mean, that's just good tactics.
You see Yulari's eyes light up and she goes, research.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you to Tiffany and to Pat for playing with us. We had an absolute blast. Well, come and join us, and that'll be next time, August 1st. Wow, August. Oh, goodness gracious, where is time going? All right. Well, we'll see you August 1st. Till next time.
And I think we're going to fade there on research.
So good.
Yay.
Everyone loves research.
Yay. Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
That was an episode of failed rolls. Not a single success.
Stop now.
Yep.
Those were some doom yes. dice, yeah.
They have been retired.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music heard was Along the Danube by Chelsea McGow of soundstripe.com, as well as Descent by Chelsea McGow from soundstripe.com, and Cottages by Kevin McLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io. The Broadswords are proud members of the One Shot Podcast Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.